In the previous session, we calculated the inheritance tax on chargeable transfers using the lifetime rate of 20% on the assumption that the tax was paid by the trustees. In fact, primary responsibility for paying any lifetime inheritance tax rests with the donor. However, the donor may, if he wishes, delegate responsibility for paying the tax to the trustees. The IHT rate, which applies to lifetime transfers, is 20%. However, if the donor agrees to pay any lifetime inheritance tax, this rate of 20% must be grossed up, as we shall see on the next page, where the donor meets the lifetime inheritance tax. Instead of using a rate of 20%, we use the grossed-up rate of 20 over 80. We use the grossed-up rate to reflect the fact that the loss to the donor's estate as a result of the transfer is not only the gift to the discretionary trust, but also the tax that is handed over to the revenue. By way of an example, here we have a taxpayer called George, who has £1 million in cash. George wishes to transfer this cash to a discretionary trust. All of George's nil band and annual exemptions have been used on previous chargeable transfers. George can create this discretionary trust in two different ways. He could transfer £1 million into the discretionary trust and ask the trustees to meet any lifetime inheritance tax. With a lifetime rate of 20%, the trustees would pay IHT of £200,000, leaving a balance of £800,000 in the trust. This is how we calculated inheritance tax in the previous session, i.e. by assuming the trustees paid the tax and using a lifetime rate of 20%. George could achieve the same result in a slightly different way. George could transfer £800,000 into the trust and agree to pay the tax himself. George would hand over £200,000 in inheritance tax to the revenue, leaving a balance of £800,000 in the trust. As you will see, George has achieved the same result in two different ways. The revenue received £200,000 in inheritance tax, whilst the trustees received a net amount of £800,000. Note, however, under the second route, that in order to calculate the inheritance tax payable by the donor, we take the net transfer of £800,000 and multiply by the grossed-up rate of 20 over 80, or 1/4. Therefore, in lifetime IHT computations where the donor pays the tax, instead of using the normal life rate of 20%, we will be using the grossed-up rate of 20 over 80. To arrive at the lifetime IHT due, we follow the same procedure as before, i.e. we take the gift, deduct annual exemptions, then work out the nil band remaining, and only when calculating the tax do we use the grossed-up rate. For those of you studying for examination purposes, if your question is silent as to who pays the tax, assume the donor pays and use the grossed-up rate of 20 over 80. This is because in law, responsibility for paying the tax rests initially with the donor. Finally, for accumulation purposes, when we are looking back 7 years to identify previous chargeable lifetime transfers, we always pick up the gross amount of the transfer. The gross gift is the value transferred, i.e. the gift less any exemptions, plus any tax paid on the transfer by the donor. In the previous example, George paid £800,000 into the trust, and to that we would add the tax of £200,000 to give us the gross chargeable transfer of £1 million. Therefore, when we are looking back 7 years, we must always identify the gross amount of any chargeable transfers. By way of an example, in August 2004, William made a cash gift of £281,000 to a discretionary trust. After deducting two annual exemptions, William's chargeable lifetime transfer is £275,000. In July 2010, William added a further £91,000 to the discretionary trust. Again, two annual exemptions will be available, leaving William with a chargeable lifetime transfer of £85,000. We will calculate the inheritance tax on both transfers, assuming that William agrees to pay the tax on both occasions. We start with the tax on the August 2004 transfer. William's CLT is £275,000. As this is his first ever lifetime transfer, the nil band is available in full. The nil band for 2004 of 5 was £263,000, leaving £12,000 chargeable to inheritance tax. As William has agreed to pay the tax, IHT is chargeable at a rate of 20/80, giving tax due of £3,000. This will be paid by William no later than the 30th of April 2005. William's chargeable lifetime transfer in August 2004 was £275,000. However, William also paid inheritance tax of £3,000. Therefore, the total loss to his estate as a result of the transfer is £278,000. This is William's gross chargeable transfer, i.e. a net amount of £275,000 plus the tax paid thereon. As we shall see in a moment, this gross chargeable transfer figure is relevant for the purposes of the 7-year accumulation. In July 2010, William made another CLT, this time of £85,000. The nil band in 2010-11 is £325,000. This is reduced by the gross amount of William's chargeable transfers in the 7 years prior to July 2010. Gross chargeable transfers in this 7-year period are £278,000. Therefore, £47,000 of the nil band is remaining to set against the CLT in July 2010. The amount chargeable to IHT is therefore £38,000. William agrees to pay the tax on this transfer. IHT is therefore charged at the grossed up rate of 20/80, giving tax payable by William of £9,500. William's gross transfer in July 2010 is therefore the CLT of £85,000 plus the tax paid by William, giving a gross chargeable transfer of £94,500. This gross figure will be carried forward for accumulation purposes. Finally, in this session, let us look at how we deal with the situation where a donor makes two chargeable transfers on the same day. As we know, we usually deal with transfers in chronological order. Similarly, annual exemptions are set against earlier gifts in priority to later gifts in the tax year. However, where two transfers are made on the same day, the annual exemption is apportioned between the transfers. As far as calculating inheritance tax is concerned, there is a potential problem if the donor makes two chargeable lifetime transfers on the same day and he agrees to pay the tax himself on one of the gifts, but on the other he delegates that responsibility to the trustees. For IHT purposes, we need to know which transfer was made first. The gift on which the donor pays the tax is treated as having been made first, as this will result in less inheritance tax being payable. By way of an example, on the 12th of March 2011, Mary creates two trusts.
Mary has made no other lifetime gifts, so all annual exemptions and the full nil band are available. Mary gives £800,000 in cash to the Alpha Trust and £400,000 to the Beta Trust.
Mary has annual exemptions for the current year and for the preceding year, totalling £6,000. Where two transfers are made on the same day, the annual exemption must be apportioned between the gifts. Therefore, two-thirds of the annual exemption is allocated against the gifts to the Alpha Trust, and one-third of the annual exemption is allocated against the gift to the Beta Trust.
As the trusts were created after the 22nd of March 2006, Mary has therefore made two chargeable lifetime transfers of £796,000 and £398,000 respectively. The trustees of the Alpha Trust are required to pay the tax on the CLT of £796,000. However, Mary agrees to pay the tax on the CLT of £398,000 to the Beta Trust.
For IHT purposes, the gift to the Beta Trust is treated as having been made first, and the gift to the Alpha Trust is made second. We will therefore calculate two separate IHT charges and do the calculations in this order. Continuing the example of Mary, she made two CLTs on the same day.
For IHT purposes, we will calculate tax on the CLT of £398,000 before we work out tax on the CLT of £796,000. Let us therefore deal with the transfer to the Beta Trust first. The CLT is £398,000.
As this is Mary's first ever lifetime transfer, a full nil band of £325,000 will be available. £73,000 is therefore chargeable to inheritance tax. As Mary agrees to pay the tax, we calculate the inheritance tax using the grossed-up rate of 20 over 80. The IHT payable by Mary on the transfer to the Beta Trust is therefore £18,250. Mary has made a net chargeable lifetime transfer of £398,000. To this, we would add the tax of £18,250 payable by Mary. The gross chargeable transfer on the gift to the Beta Trust is therefore £416,250. This figure will be relevant for cumulation purposes. On the 12th of March 2011, Mary made two lifetime transfers. The gross chargeable transfer to the Beta Trust is £416,250. The chargeable lifetime transfer to the Alpha Trust was £796,000. The final step is to calculate the tax due on the second lifetime transfer. We have a CLT of £796,000. The nil band for the year of transfer is £325,000. From this, we must deduct other gross chargeable transfers in the previous 7 years. If we look back 7 years, Mary's only previous transfer was the gross gift to the Beta Trust of £416,250.
This uses up the whole of the nil band. Therefore, the CLT of £796,000 is fully chargeable to inheritance tax. As the inheritance tax on this transfer will be met by the trustees, we use the normal lifetime rate of 20%, giving an IHT liability of £159,200.
There is just one practice question to attempt to complete this session. First, let us plot Celia's lifetime transfers and deal with the allocation of annual exemptions.
In May 2000, Celia gave £100,000 to a discretionary trust. After deducting two annual exemptions, Celia is left with a CLT of £94,000. Celia gave £181,000 to another discretionary trust in July 2004. Once again, two annual exemptions are available to reduce the CLT to £175,000. Finally, in March 2011, Celia gifts £180,000 to an Interest in Possession Trust. Gifts to Interest in Possession Trusts after March 2006 are chargeable lifetime transfers. So, after deducting two annual exemptions, Celia has a CLT of £174,000. We will deal with each of the transfers in chronological order. The gift to discretionary trust number 1 in May 2000 is wholly covered by the nil band of that year. Therefore, there is no tax paid on this transfer. Turning next to the CLT in July 2004 of £175,000. The nil band for 2004-05 is £263,000. We must look back 7 years, as any chargeable lifetime transfers in this period use up all or part of that nil band. CLTs in the 7 years before July 2004 totaled £94,000. This means that £169,000 of the nil band is remaining. The amount chargeable to inheritance tax is £6,000. As the inheritance tax will be paid by Celia, we use the grossed up rate of 20 over 80. Giving IHT of £1,500. We know that in May 2000, Celia made a CLT of £94,000. The chargeable transfer in July 2004 is £175,000.
To this, we must add the tax of £1,500 paid by Celia to give a gross chargeable transfer in July 2004 of £176,500. Finally, the chargeable lifetime transfer in March 2011 is £174,000, on which we need to calculate the inheritance tax payable. The nil band for 2010-11 is £325,000. From this, we must deduct any gross chargeable transfers made in the 7 years before March 2011. Note here, we only take account of gross chargeable transfers in the 7 years before March 2011. We therefore accumulate with chargeable transfers between March 2004 and March 2011. The gross chargeable transfers in this period are £176,500. Note, we do not accumulate with the CLT of £94,000 in May 2000, as this transfer is more than 7 years before March 2011. £148,500 of the nil band is remaining, leaving £25,500 of the chargeable lifetime transfer subject to inheritance tax. Once again, as Celia is paying the inheritance tax due, we use the grossed up rate of 20 over 80, giving tax payable of £6,375. Note, in this example, that in order to calculate the inheritance tax due on the March 2011 transfer, we have had to go back and calculate the tax payable on the July 2004 gift. This is because the tax paid on the July 2004 gift must be added to the CLT to give a gross chargeable transfer. When looking back 7 years, we must always accumulate with gross chargeable transfers rather than net transfers. This concludes this session on the calculation of lifetime inheritance tax using the grossed up rate.